Hello everyone, this is Moussef Afkher, and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Really glad to connect with you again here, and really thank you so much for co-creating with us this experience and co-creating with us this space. Really grateful to each and every one of you, because your presence really helps us to have these experiences, which really we grow together, we learn together, and we open our eyes to what is possible in creating the new reality in the new earth that we are all co-creating together. And today, we'll be talking about that, about creating in the new earth with Joy Baker. And yeah, really excited that she's here, that she's back with us. She's been with us maybe a few months ago, and we always love the energy that she brings. And from the calls that we had with her, or my own personal experience with her work, it's really fascinating how she can see the root cause of any emotional issues. That's maybe for me it was a little bit difficult to understand or to know why I'm feeling something or I'm experiencing some challenges. And yeah, it was really fascinating how she could explain that and also guide me through the healing process, which was really, really powerful. And so we're really excited that she's here with us today. And we'll be talking about the new earth, about releasing what really can be in the way of creating what we want, and be able to be released from the matrix, where we can get back our own power and feel more grounded, feel more empowered to create what's our hearts. Really, really powerful call. And also we have a group clearing as always, and a Q&A where you can ask Joy your questions. And for that, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. With that, Joy, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you back with us.
Hi, Moussef. It's so great to be back on your show. I always like being on here. You're a great host, and you've got great listeners and great questions coming in. So it's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Wonderful. And today we are talking about creating in the new earth, and yeah, it's really great timing for that because of what is happening. And we feel like with time, more and more we are experiencing those maybe challenges that are happening worldwide, and where everyone is touched by that. And we feel that there is really a different way to create, instead of maybe reacting what is happening or trying to take action based on fear or based on survival. There is another way of creating. And one of the things that's the old patterns, old dense emotions, they come up to the surface to be to be transmuted into the light, and for us to be present for that. And sometimes we feel that our energy between those being present to those emotions and also creating what we want. So I would love if you can maybe share about that.
Okay, sure. Right now people are really getting triggered all over the world about, the old stuff is coming up, and stuff that people thought they might have dealt with, years ago. It's coming up again. It's coming up at a deep level to be cleared out. So, I want to first mention that if you're not sleeping very well, or you feel like crying for what you appears to be no reason, or you're just getting irritated, or you've got something's coming up that you thought you were you had dealt with, just breathe. It's okay, because I've had a lot of people saying, I feel like crying, or I'm not sleeping very well, or why is this coming up? I thought I dealt with it, or just a weird accident seems to be out of the blue. this is the planetary energies are, they're changing so much. You know, new consciousness is coming in. People are waking up all over and creating. Okay, first of all, I want people to ground, because that's been happening a lot, where people aren't grounding what they're, because the energy is changing so much, and we can almost feel like we're being, you know, kind of buffeted around from side to side and such. And when you forget to ground, you lose your power. So I felt, you know, with people, as soon as they open up their feet chakras and they ground, and they, you know, ground to the earth, they take their power back immediately. But right now, with so much that's going on, people are forgetting, you know, we are powerful beings. We have the power within us. We have the brilliance and magnificence within us. It's all within us. But many people are forgetting that. They're forgetting to ground, and they're getting caught up in everything that's going on and all the stuff that's coming up. And then, you know, somebody's not sleeping very well, that also can definitely affect a person as well. So just breathe. Anybody who's listening, just breathe and know that this too will pass. And now, when I said that, because I could feel many people saying, when are we going to get back to normal? It's going to be different. And so if there's any way you're, if you believe you can only feel safe in the normal that you used to live in, let's honor that feeling, acknowledge it, and then just let that go. Because I heard it described the other day, and I thought it was such a good way to say it, as many people are experiencing almost like PTSD symptoms right now, because they're realizing that we're not going to go back to, in quotes, normal. And so all this stuff is coming up, and many people are feeling threatened right now or feeling unsafe. So I just want to do a little clearing around this, because it ended up coming up. So if you're feeling unsafe, if you're feeling really, really unsettled, if you're feeling kind of almost like blown by the wind, first of all, just breathe and ground and trust. Okay, let's, with your permission, if you don't, you can always say no to anything. We're going to ask Divine Source to download within you and to awaken you to the knowing, I am safe wherever I am. Whatever follows I am is what you're creating. So let yourself in this moment, right now, just for a moment, in this moment, let yourself feel safe. Bring yourself into the present moment and know, I am safe wherever I am. There you go. Okay, that's brought up a lot of grief. Oh yeah, people are really wanting to clear, because this just came right up. So see, when we get caught up in everything that's going on, and we get stuck in that, and we get stuck in right and wrong and worrying and the fear and that. And when that clears out and we come to a moment of peace and safety, what's really wanting to come up shows up. And right now it's a really deep, it's almost like existential grief that's coming up. There. So we're going to honor that and just witness it and just allow this grief, any desire or tendency to make it bad, let's just let that go and just simply accept this grief. It's simply an energy. There you go. Okay, so what's underneath that is a fear of vulnerability, and that's why so many people aren't feeling safe, because when you get right down to it, is vulnerability. And we're a society, I mean, around the world, who often will wear, you know, a shield so that we don't feel vulnerable. There you go. And this, what's going on right now worldwide, is causing many people to feel vulnerable. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let go. The reason I call this, you know, the show and the program Creating in the New Earth is it is so easy to get stuck in those asking yourself limiting questions or right and wrong. Because if you look at society, the matrix is constructed on right and wrong, because right and wrong keeps everybody divided and it keeps everything stuck. And when that's coming up right now, whether we like it or not, or we want it to or not, it's coming, stuff is coming up for everybody. But when you can focus on the new earth. So ask yourself, this is a way to get out of that. What's the new earth? The new earth is a frequency. It's a frequency of, well, several frequencies, of course, but frequencies of divine love, of purity, of blessings, of happiness, joyfulness, gratitude, appreciation, inspiration, creativity, expansiveness, abundance. That's the new earth. So the new earth is, so look at the older. That's, you know, fear, anxiety, the heavier, denser frequencies and energies. And in order to lift yourself out of that, you want to focus on those higher frequencies. Take happiness. I mean, even if a person hasn't felt happy, literally for years, you've had somewhere in your life moments of happiness, of joyfulness. You know what it's like to, even if you got to watch a video on, you know, on your computer or something that makes you laugh, you know, a moment of happiness. Focus on that. Even if it's just for, you know, a few seconds, the more you can focus on the frequencies of the new earth, the more you are going to be, it's like you're literally lifted up and you lift yourself out of that 3D place. Now you're going to come back into it, but every time you do, your consciousness and your vibration will have raised to some extent. There you go. Just take a deep breath in. Let go. Good. I just felt a lifting off of a heaviness on the heart chakra. So that just came off there. Hey, there's some anger coming up. Wow. People are ready to clear. Wow. This is awesome what's happening right now. Because there's some anger coming up. And I can feel it. It's actually rolling off. It's rolling off the back. Okay. And this is symbolizing feeling a lack of support. And it's been a heavy energy that's been, you know, on your back and extending a little bit on both ends. And it's been preventing you from realizing there's support. It just might not be the same kind of support you've expected or been used to in your life. It might be angelic support. There you go. So this energy is actually, it's lifting off your back and rolling right up. There you go. All the way up and off. There, take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay, there's some happiness coming up. So give yourself permission in this moment to feel that happiness. Even if it's just a little glimmer of happiness, you know what happiness feels like. So just let yourself, even if you have to go way back in your memory, you know what happiness feels like. You've seen kids at play, even if it's, yeah, a YouTube video or something, you know what that childlike play, the happiness feels like. There you go. In this moment, give yourself permission, my friend, to just allow yourself to feel that, because this is creating the new earth in action in the moment. When you focus on happiness, when you give yourself permission to focus on the higher frequencies, you are creating in the new earth. Okay, so I heard some people say, how? You know, just being happy, how does that happen? Everything that comes into your life, person, place, event, experience, comes into your life because on some level it's aligned with you. If a person comes in, whether you're triggered by a person or you're attracted to them, they've come into your life because they are in alignment with something that's within you. Now, 95% of who we are is unconscious, meaning our emotions, 95% are also unconscious, but they're still radiating out a frequency. They're still radiating out or vibrating out that frequency. So when you are vibrating, radiating out a frequency of fear and anxiety and sorrow and grief, that's what you are emitting. And we're broadcast powers, that's what you're going to bring in your life. If you're really angry but in denial about it, it's still within you, it's still radiating out. You're going to bring people, places, events, experiences into your life that trigger that anger so that it can be released until you finally, you know, are honest with yourself and release that. When you can focus on happiness and you feel that and you let that awaken and build up within you, that's what you're radiating out. You're going to create people who are of a lighter vibration, who are happier, who are more supportive, inspiring, experiences, events. So it all starts with getting into that emotional space. That's how you create the newer. There you go. Just take a deep breath in. Let go. Well, there you go. I mean, just obviously people wanted a little clearing right off the, right at the start here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Joy, for the clearings. And I feel this resonates with everyone, and everyone can relate to that. And also when you mentioned in the beginning about the feeling of being unsafe and not going back to normal, and it feels like it's how to say we are stepping in a new way of relating to life, to universe, and it's more based on trust, because we don't know anymore where we are heading, maybe just a few times ahead. We can't plan as before, and it's like we are asked to have much more trust than before, and it's, and through the experiences that we are having, it's like something like we are called to really learn. It's not just an option there, but this is something that we need to learn how to create based on trust without knowing like exactly where we are heading.
That's the key word right there. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, like doing this kind of work, the key word is trust. Like if I did not absolutely have 100% trust what's coming in, I wouldn't be able to do this. And anybody who's, you know, actually channeling won't be able to, you know, you've got to have trust. When you take action, you know, a person takes action to build a business or to start a relationship, whatever it is, trust is number one. And you're absolutely right. We are being called right now to trust, because look at trust. Trust is a, trusting comes, it comes from within, and it comes from believing that there is something greater out there, that we are being supported by something greater than beyond what our, you know, our physical eyes can see. Trust supports a person in, you know, the saying, the journey of the journey of 1,000 steps starts with the first step. You've got to take that first action, and you can't see 1,000 actions down the road to see where you're going to end up. You can have the intention there, definitely. You know, you see it, you visualize it, you believe in it, you feel it. So the intention is there, but then you've got to take that action, and trust is key in that. That you trust that you take the first action, the second action, the third action, and you trust that you will be guided to the people, places, events, experiences. You know, the resources, the support will come in as you move forward. Trust is, to me, you just hit on the key word there that basically makes the whole world go around. It's one way to put it, mm-hmm. is trust. Yeah. That is so important. And yes, all the experiences we're having now, everything that's going on, we are absolutely, Monsef, being called to trust. And trust that whether if a person's out of a job, if they're being asked to move and they feel they don't, you know, physical appearance, they don't have the money, whatever it is, trust that. Okay, so know your intention, whether you're looking for safe place to live in, you're looking for money to come in, you're looking for a place to stay, you're looking for another job, you're looking to start a business, you're looking to get into a relationship, you're looking, whatever it is, have your intention, feel into it. So take the example of somebody looking for a place to move into. People generally won't get stuck on, you know, this is what I'm looking for, the material aspects of it. You want to focus on how do you want to feel when you're in that space. You want to feel safe, happy, relaxed, peaceful, full of gratitude, feel, you know, at ease, feel abundant, different, you know, different things like that. You focus on how you want it to feel, and then take, you know, there's several actions to get to that place. You take that first step. You take that first action, whether it's whatever it is, emailing, letting people know, looking for ads, whatever, calling people. And then you continue to move forward, focusing on how you choose to feel when you're in that place you intend to move into. Same with a job. If you're looking for a job, you see it. Most people, when they look for a job, maybe they don't really. Many people think when they're looking for a job, it's going to be the same kind of experience. If the last job they had, they weren't crazy about it, or they didn't like the people they were working with, or they weren't treated very well. They expect the same kind of experience. So when they look for a job or work or start a business, whatever it is, they're expecting the same thing they had in the past. And therefore, that can put obstacles in. Instead of having a clear path to that, you know, what they're intending, there's all these blocks here, because they're just, what they're basically saying is, I'm just going to go back into the same situation anyways, and then I make just enough money to survive, and do I really want to do that? Isn't there another way? And then they just stay stuck. So if you're looking for a job, start what the colleagues, your employers, how do you intend to be treated? How do you want to feel there? You want to feel connected, inspired, have inspiring conversations with others, feel valued by your employer? You know, feel into that. That's what you're looking for in a job. And then right away, just saying that, I can feel people, you know, feeling inspired. Well, if I could find that kind of a job, then yeah, sure, that's what I want to move into. And then, but what happens, like energetically, when they focus on that, it just becomes a clear, like energetically, it's just like a clear path to that, instead of, you know, putting all these obstacles in and self-sabotaging. But yeah, trust is absolutely 100% number one. Yeah.
And thank you so much for that. And how to say? Yeah, I want to. It's about trust. It's also like in the past, like we were used to feel maybe safe, and safety was maybe more about having the right people around us, maybe gathering things. So it's like having excess of things. And now it seems like it's more about that we will be supported and we will have what we need. And experiencing that, it's moment by moment. It's not like and having the like everything that clear and seen in our reality in advance. And which can how to say, maybe in the beginning can bring this feeling of safety, because we are not used to that, but it's really shaping the new way of creating our reality and how we can move in the new normal.
Absolutely, like you said, there's not the what's going on worldwide has kind of shattered our what we thought was our sense of safety, which was really an illusion. You know, if you have this around you, these people and this, then you're safe. And so now it's like more about the experience. And that is, for all the people that are hearing this, I know it's not easy. And I know it can be scary. In fact, I know it can be terrifying at times. You will get through this. Just like Monsef said, the key there is trust. Trust, call them. You have a huge, celestial field up there that's ready to support you. All you need to do is ask them. Just ask. If it's, you can even just say the name, whoever you call upon. I'll call on Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. Sometimes I'll just say the name. Sometimes I'll just say Michael or Raphael, and I can feel them there. I never used to be able to instantly feel them. I can now. So meaning, soon you need to call on them. The celestial beings will never intervene unless it's, you know, somebody's about to pass and it's not their time to go yet. That's the only time they will intervene without being called on. The reason is because as humans, we have free will. And humans, they will, you know, dominate each other's free will and trample all over it. But the celestial beings never would. So you need to call on them. Now, when you call on them, there's so much support there. You can just say a name, or you can give a detailed plan of this is what I believe, maybe not everybody else does, but you can give a detailed plan of what you're looking for as much as you want. But then, these are the key words, add on at the end, this or something greater. Because we can only imagine within, you know, our conditioning and how far we've gotten beyond that. But the celestial beings will give us something much greater than we can possibly even imagine. And so you can just say their name. You can just say, you know, for my highest and greatest good. You can give them a detailed plan. But if you do that, you want to say, this or something greater. But there's so much support for you. So if you're feeling unsafe, if you're stuck in fear, or if you're moving forward and you're taking action, you can still do it. You can just, you know, you've got all this support. Just to take action and create an even bigger way. There you go. Good. Good. There's just a release of pressure there. It's like I just felt shoulders drop and relax. Okay, there you go. It is possible. Absolutely, it's possible. There you go. Good. There's a little bit of fun and laughter, and that's the inner child. When I hear the fun and laughter, that's the inner child starting to join us there. There you go. I just want to mention, too, if there's any, because a couple times I felt, I don't know if it's my phone or yours or instant teleseminar, but there's every now and then there's a little bit of a cutting out. But I found actually phone lines, that's happening with, it seems to be happening the past couple weeks. I have noticed it. I've noticed a couple other people where the phone line maybe isn't quite as good as it has been in the past. There you go. The energies are really all over now, so that's okay. Do we have any questions, sir?
We are receiving. I wanted to ask a question before we start the Q&A. When you mentioned receiving the support, the celestial support, and I thought about the inner guidance. Because actually, like, now that there are so many things happening, like, there are so many, how to say, like, people that are trying to give advice, and so many opinions out there, many of them are based on fear, and also there are some old patterns, our own emotions that are coming to the surface. So it becomes maybe a little bit, it can be, how to say, not clear to discern between what is real guidance or what is coming just because we are reacting to some old patterns or what other people around us are feeling. So what would be your advice in really discerning the right guidance?
Okay. I just want to be clear, when I was talking about guidance, I was talking about actual non-spiritual beings. So, but you're absolutely right. There's a, I mean, we're all on this path. We're all at different levels of consciousness, and we're all at different levels of awareness. And there are some teachers out there. They're still stuck in their own fear, and vibrationally that comes across. So use discernment. And so judgment is when you're projecting onto somebody, when you're judging somebody, so you're projecting whatever you believe it is about them. Discernment, like you said, it comes from within. Now ask yourself, and a person will know when they're quiet, even if they're just starting out in the path, they will know if they are listening to a spiritual teacher or somebody who has words of wisdom, it appears anyways. See how you feel. If you feel light, if you feel expansive, if you feel free, if you feel just that inspiring, expansive, free, light feeling, that's a higher vibration. If you're hearing what they're saying, even if the words are right, but if you're feeling kind of heavy inside, or maybe a little bit of, you know, this doesn't feel quite right, we all know that feeling when we're quiet, then something there isn't resonating for you. Even if the words are right, even if everything they say, even if everybody else says, oh my gosh, listen to what they have to say. If it doesn't feel light for you, if it doesn't feel expansive, if it doesn't feel freeing, light, if it doesn't feel of, I don't want to use the words love, because love can have so many, you know, love can be very dysfunctional when it gets caught up in this human consciousness. But just light and freeing and expansive. If you're listening to somebody, even if the words are right, or reading something, if it doesn't feel light, freeing, and expansive, then use your discernment and move on. Because there's a lot of people out there where And whether it's me or anybody, if it doesn't, we don't resonate with everybody, whether we're listening or whether we're the teacher. So discern and decide for yourself. But as far as the like non-physical being, again, decide for yourself. Some people are going to follow, you know, this spiritual being, and they're going to say, you know, you've got to listen to them or listen to the channel or who's ever channeling or connect with this being. Again, just decide for yourself, use discernment and sit with it. And if it makes you feel at all, yeah, uneasy or uncomfortable, because I know I've heard people and they could say the right words and everybody, you know, well, friend, different people say, you got to listen to this person or hear this person, doesn't feel right. It just, so I just don't, now I just don't go there. I know within a few seconds of, you know, hearing them speak, like the vibration. So, yeah, use discernment. Did I answer your question there?
Yes, yes, you did. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Joy. And so let's move to the Q&A and receive questions from the audience. So, yeah, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Joy. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so yeah, we have Divrani from UK. Hi, Monsef and Joy. I have a tendency to be inflexible and tend to be resistant. Why is this? Please send some clearing. Thank you.
Right away. I went to talk. There's a throat issue going on there, so we're going to clear up. I've got to take a drink of water. Yeah, anger. Before you even started speaking there, Monsef, oh, wow, there's a lot of anger coming up here. Okay. And I'm going to start to, because when I'm in somebody else's field, I feel the same thing, and right now it's the anger is trying to silence my voice, and so I can feel my throat chakra wanting to, there you go, wow. Okay, yeah, there's some intense anger there. Sorry, what was the name, DeFrance?
Divrani, DeVrani.
Granny, okay. Yeah, before you even started talking, I could feel anger, and I thought, okay, well, whoever comes up here, there's some anger going on there, which definitely you talk about in, you know, being inflexible and resistant. So all the ways I just wanted to make sure I had permission to clear. All the ways the anger is closing and shutting down your throat chakra, and so you, as much as you're on the path and you want to speak the truth, you feel like you can't. And then when you feel like you can't, you just shut down, like you get really rigid. Yeah, the words you use, inflexible and resistant. There you go. And you're afraid of speaking the truth that you won't be accepted and approved of. All the ways you're afraid that if you speak the truth, if you live authentically, and follow your calling and your path, that you will be rejected and abandoned, and everybody will forget about you. There you go. All the ways you believe you have to behave and act as, in quotes, normal as possible in order to fit in, so that you won't be abandoned or forgotten about. Letting that go. All the ways you believe you won't be able to survive, especially financially, unless you stay quiet. In other words, don't speak up. And again, just behave. You're afraid that your survival will be threatened. There you go. Okay, there you go. There's some anger coming up. That was the anger I felt at first. So this is, in other words, once the structure and density is released, then other, you know, like emotions such as anger can come up to be released, and it's coming all the way up. and interesting. As it comes up, it gets stuck on the back of your throat chakra. So it's blocking all the ways that anger is blocking you from expressing yourself authentically with love, gratitude, honesty, and integrity. There you go. There you go. There's a little bit of fun and laughter. There you go. There's some gratitude coming up. Okay, so Tigrani, if you're feeling, you can feel that tenseness and flexibility and resistance again, just saying those words. Every time I say it, I can feel that harshness within you. What's behind that is, you use a lot of things behind that, but one big thing that's behind that is anger. So what you want to do is address the anger, even if there are, you know, there are safe ways to release anger, even if you simply by acknowledging it, just if you feel, so let's imagine you're feeling, and this, you know, for anybody that's listening, if you're feeling inflexible, you're feeling resistant, or you're feeling scared, or maybe you're actually feeling angry, acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it right now. Acknowledge the anger. Just witness it. Accept it. And allow it. And then just let it go. Honor it. Let it go. Your emotions, energy, and motion are a part of you that wants to be acknowledged, recognized, witnessed, appreciated. And then there's stop coming up and trying to get your attention. And you can just let it go. And as you let it go, I can feel the tension being released. There you go. Great. Thank you for that question.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Joy. And also thank you so much, Devrani, for your question. Yeah, we would love to hear back from you if you are still live with us. And yeah, so let's invite our first caller. Phone number ending with 8481. I think it's Joanne from Massachusetts.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, this is excellent. Thank you.
yeah.
I've been really struggling with fatigue, and I'm not sure what the source is. I used to have a lot of energy, and about a year and a half ago, I got diagnosed with the lingering virus, and you know, and they said it would take several weeks to sort of recover from it, and I don't think I ever fully recovered. Sometimes in the morning, I wake up and I just have no energy.
Okay. What is your name?
Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne. So you said a year and a half ago you were diagnosed with a virus. What kind of virus did they use?
I saw a nurse practitioner, and she said they were referring to it as a lingering virus. And I asked how long it, you know, what they meant by lingering. And she said people were complaining about fatigue for, 6 to 8 weeks. And I explained I wasn't tired. I was sleeping well, but I had no energy. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. And I also, at the same time, had a bad rash on my hands that had never happened before. And so she told me I just needed to rest. And I did that. But I used to exercise a lot. And now, I don't exercise even half as much. And sometimes I wake up and I've slept well, and I just don't have the energy to do much in the morning.
Okay. Do you remember anything? Was there anything significant that you can think of that happened year and a half ago, 2 years ago, even 2.5, 3 years ago?
Not at the time that happened, but let's see, that was, must have been last year, and it was last year in March. I can't pinpoint anything, though I'll tell you, I can say that before that, one of my siblings got diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic, and that was really scary because I witnessed a lot of her paranoid and manic behavior. I'll say 2017 was a terrible year because I that happened with my sister, and I also had identity theft. So that was, say, it was 2 years, it was 3 years ago this summer that I witnessed my sister's manic and paranoid behavior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you yourself, Joanne, would you say you're type A, like always kind of on the go, a bit of perfectionist, you know, exercise?
I definitely always am like thinking ahead. I'm always thinking ahead. I'm, you know, doing something and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do later, what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. Right there, right there. That's what I was, yeah, when you said that. It's like your wheels are always going. You're always, even if you are sitting, you're always going. You're always trying to figure out what to do next. So, because what you're describing right away and waking up with no energy is just, I mean, are you familiar with adrenal exhaustion?
What did you say about adrenals?
It's called adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with it?
I've heard of it, yes.
Okay. So yeah, the adrenals sit atop the kidneys. The kidneys, if you're stuck in fear, if you grow up in a lot of fear, the kidneys can get drained. And the kidneys are like the center of our life force energy. So they bring in, well, all of us, you know, we're holistic, but they bring in and ground us into life force energy. But if they're stuck in fear, they're blocking out the life force energy. They're draining your adrenals. See, when you're on all the time, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do next? And it feels like you've been living in a form of hypervigilance. So you're always like, yeah, you're in that space. That your adrenal glands are supposed to produce adrenaline in moments of stress. And then just once the crisis or stress is over, just relax. If they're constantly on, eventually they get depleted. And just like you said, you wake up in the morning and there's no energy. Even if you had a great sleep, there's just no energy.
I definitely grew up with a lot of fear. My father was very stressed and angry a lot. He wasn't abusive. Well, he was kind of verbally abusive, but he wasn't physically abusive or anything. But I've been realizing that lately, that how much fear I actually had when I was growing up and carried on into adulthood. Fear of not doing the right, you know, getting in trouble, you know, no matter what I did.
Yeah.
I you know, people being, fear of being yelled at, fear of people being angry at me. I realize I still have that fear.
And just take a deep breath in so that, yeah, and then that. See, when you're in hypervigilance and you're in this, it's like a mild state of fear all the time. And that's the fight or flight. And you're constantly, it's like you're putting out energetic feelers constantly, 24/7, often even when you're sleeping, and that's draining the adrenals. Your kidneys are stuck in fear, drains adrenals, which affects everything. And often, you know, having kind of a low-grade virus, and like this practitioner said, called a lingering virus, can, I don't want to say proceed, but work almost like work in conjunction with the draining the adrenals. And I want to be just disclaimer, not a medical doctor, just gone through it myself for years and done a lot of reading on it and having healed it myself and such. But that affects everything in your organs. It's called adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue, a really good book to read. And there's revised editions out since I first read it. That's exactly what it's called, adrenal fatigue. And
okay.
So anybody else who, you know, if you wake up in the morning just tired or you just feel like you just never have any energy, check out that book called Adrenal Fatigue. And there are ways to eat for adrenal fatigue. Ultimately, though, it's like you said, it's that always going, what's next, what's next? Have to be right, have to figure out. Often you're a perfectionist. Okay, there you go. Okay, there. Can I do a bit of clearing?
Absolutely, thank you.
So I knew as I just kept talking, the emotions would come up. And first of all, anger. The anger's kept you in, what if I don't get it right? It's kept you on the treadmill, always, you know, what's next? But below the anger is a really, and just remember to breathe, just breathe, is a really, really deep grief. Okay, all the ways this grief is, and just be kind to yourself and remember to breathe. Because as we go into the grief, you actually want to, there you go, there's the jitteriness, the kind of hypervigilance, almost like your mind wants to wander right now and go, okay, what's next, what's next, what's next? There you go. So we're just going to let your mind know that you're safe. It's okay. You can be here, mind, with us right now. Yes. It's okay. You can witness what's going on. You can be part of this. Just witness the grief. There you go. Because the reason, so by your mind, I mean your unconscious condition, ego mind, or unconscious condition self. You receive all your conditioning from your parents or your primary caregivers. The reason the mind doesn't want to go into the grief is because it's the grief of not having that supportive, loving, you know, parent who was there to protect you, to look after you, to nurture you. And because a part of you bleeds, that part of you will never be healed. You avoid the grief. You don't want to go into the grief. They're bang, okay, just breathe. Yes, breathe. It's okay. When I went, was going there, you got in that on that treadmill again. There you go. So we're just going to, let's go right into that. Go right into the moment. Just all you have to do is breathe. Just breathe. Go right into that moment when you wanted. You're so, like, it's such a deep grief. And what's happening is your desires to be nurtured, to be seen, to be validated, to be witnessed, to be acknowledged, to be told, you know, your brilliance and your value and told that you were wanted, all that starts to come up. And when it starts to come up, and again, we just touch the edge of it right now, it's such a deep grief, you want to get back on that treadmill. So just remember to breathe. Just breathe. There you go. Your heart just released like a heart wall just came off your physical heart. And now there's some fear coming up because the fear is coming up because of a fear of vulnerability as your heart relaxes and it starts to feel safe. But then the rest of you starts to gear up, but then the heart is relaxed. Okay, so now there's an inner conflict here. So we're just going to witness that inner conflict. We're going to ask Divine Source to bring in, there you go, some calmness, some peace, and to remind you that you're safe. Okay, we're going to go to the brain now, and just imagine that the angels are putting their hands on the top of your head, on your brain, and sending your brain harmonious, beautiful, radiant love and light. And your brain, the left and the right side, both start to calm down. Feel at peace and ease. And as your brain calms, both sides of your brain start to work together in harmony. The messages are flowing back and forth easily and effortlessly. And as your brain balances, aligns, the messages start being sent down your brainstem, your spine. And as these messages of harmony and peace and relaxation flow down your spine, your nervous system that is on each side of your spine starts to relax and feel calm, at ease, peaceful, and safe. And as your nervous system releases any frozen trauma and starts to feel safe, as it branches out to the organs, it sends messages of calm, peace, ease, harmony to all your organs. Your blood relaxes. All of you relaxes. And in this moment, Joanne, you feel safe, relaxed, and at ease. And as you feel safe, relaxed, and at ease, your kidneys release fear. And as your kidneys release fear, it's like your kidneys can breathe again. They breathe in that life force energy, and your adrenal glands come to life again. It's like they're sparked up. and your adrenal glands feel at ease and yet energized. And your whole self starts to feel relaxed, safe, at ease, and energized. And right now, in this moment, let yourself feel relaxed, peaceful, safe, and energized. Open up your feet chakras and let yourself ground into that. So you're connected to the beauty of the heavens, of the divinity, and grounded to the power and the strength of the earth. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. There you go, Joanne.
Wow. I'll tell you, everything you said was so right on about feeling not feeling invisible, feeling not nurtured, that I was on my own. I was actually told by my mother, I don't worry about you. Though we had a great relationship, I don't worry about you because I know you can take care of yourself. So,
right.
Wow, everything you said just rang completely true. For me.
Awesome. Okay. Well, and then when Monsef puts this out, you can also listen to that, you know, that part again. And every time you listen to that, you get more clearing and healing from that. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. This was phenomenal. Thank you both.
Thank you, Joanne. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Monsef? Hello? Steph, are you there? Did we lose you? Yeah, I don't know if Monsef is there or maybe he fell asleep. So I've been cut off. You know what? I'll just go ahead and do some, I'll just keep clearing until Monsef, you come back on. Monsef, when you're ready, just come back and join us or let me know if I have been cut off. You know what? I will bring up my email just to see if he happens to send me an email and say I've been cut off. Oh, I can't.
Huh.
I've been having internet problems. So, okay. Well, I'm just going to keep doing some clearing until we connect again. There you go. Okay. So let's see. First thing that's coming up, hopefully this is being recorded, is gratitude. There's some. Hello, Joanne, are you still there by any chance? It still shows that I'm connected, so. Okay, let's see, there's some gratitude coming up. There's some fun and laughter, and that's the child. Okay, so it's inner child. Let's see. I'll just check my, oh, there you go. Well, let's go. So, I just want to say hello to the inner child and welcome the inner child. That's where your power and strength is. That's where your wisdom is. There you go. There's your heart opening. So, there. Okay, so we're going to call on the divine source to support you with love. Okay, interesting. As I said, support you with love. There was some that were fine with that, but there was a lot of resistance to that. See, when love comes into human consciousness, it can get really tangled up and become dysfunctional, and it's got all these rules and regulations. And love often in human consciousness is based more on need, but divine love, it's just a purity, and it's complete, of course, acceptance. And there was some resistance there. Okay, so any ways in which you believe you don't deserve to be loved, you don't deserve to be nurtured, let's honor that and just let that go. There you go. All the ways you're afraid that if you let yourself be loved, loved at a really deep level, held in the arms of divine love, that you will become weak. There you go. Good. Oh, that just opened up your spiritual heart, your higher heart. Okay. There's some gratitude, fun, laughter. Okay, now uncertainty is coming in. All the ways you're not sure how you will survive in this world, feeling like just being a being of pure, beautiful, divine, blissful love. We honor that. We respect it and acknowledge it. There's some happiness, some joyfulness. Okay. Yeah. I'm still watching to see if Monsef has come back on. I can't hear you, Monsef, if you have.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yes, there sorry. You go. Okay, I just kept doing a little bit of clearing, and as I got a email from one of my clients who must be listening saying, yeah, you're still on. So, okay. So can I just keep doing a bit of clearing here?
Yes.
Since
yes,
I started
course.
That? Okay. So, okay, so because we're grown into love, and there's some people are, you know, some beings are, like, they're receptive of this beautiful, blissful, expansive, divine love. But there's also a lot of resistance. Understandable, when you've grown up and, you know, knowing love is very dysfunctional. And, okay, so all the ways you're afraid that if you, because you've never really made known or understood or felt divinely loved and accepted and nurtured at that deep of a level, there's like a question and a fear, how will I survive being, feeling that loved and being that connected to divinity. So the fear is about because you see this as world as a harsh, violent, unsafe world. And so you've adopted those patterns in order to survive. There you go. Good. Even just acknowledging that, wow. Your whole self let go. Especially around the lower back and the hips. Wow. There you go. Okay, there's some anger coming up, but it's just coming up to be released there because you're in such a high light energy right now that anything dense is coming up to be released. There you go. So we're just going to allow that anger. So you just want to see that anger coming right up from your base, your root chakra, all the way up. In fact, it's coming right up from your feet, from your ankles. Oh, anyways, this anger has been keeping you chained and cuffed at the ankles. Let's just let that go. Call in Michael. We'll let it go. Archangel Michael. Just release those chains. You don't need them. See the anger moving all the way up your legs, up your legs. There you go. Releasing at the hips. There. Just move it. Just flowing on out. And then all the way up. Just like a clear path all the way up. Bang, right out through your crown. Wow. There. And now it's just going right up into the light where it's transmuted into a higher vibration, frequency, purity. There you go. And let yourself now, my friend, feel that complete and absolute relaxation, peace. In this moment, right now, give yourself permission to feel peace, to feel peaceful, at ease, and know I am safe. I am safe. In this moment, I am safe. And from this moment of feeling peaceful, at ease, and safe, I choose to move forward, and I trust that all is unfolding for my highest and greatest good. And the highest and greatest good of all involved. I choose to trust. I choose to know what it feels like to trust as I move forward and create a life that supports me and all that I am connected to. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay. There you go. Are you still there, Mansa?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting here.
Okay, there you go. So I wasn't sure if we lost you again or not. So that happens. That's why I mentioned, you know, the instant telesummoner. There's a little bit of,
right,
you know, in and out with it. So. Okay, so I guess we did our group clearing there. That worked out well.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And yeah, I joined the part of it, and yeah, I really love the energy. And Devrani shared a feedback. She said, thank you, Joy, for the powerful clearing. Yes, I have a throat issue, and I felt a relief during the healing. Blessing and gratitude, Joy and Moses.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
And there was release since then, you know, with the caller and what we just did there. It's really, you had some amazing listeners today, Monsef, because, and, you know, live and what's going to be on replay. And because the energy is just, wow. They're also ready to move into love and freedom and expansiveness and abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Joy. And before taking more questions, I would love if we can talk about the Creating in the New Earth program and also the individual remote freedom clearing, which we are offering in the program today. And I invite our audience to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy, JOY. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available there. So, Joy, I would love if you can share with us what our audience can experience in the program.
Sure. So part one, disconnecting from the matrix, kind of like two parts with this. So the first part is going through each of the seven main chakras. It's a little bit what we did, you know, just briefly at the beginning about going into feeling the emotions of the new earth and what you're desiring, the higher vibrations and frequency. So we go through disconnecting because the matrix is all about control. It's about the matrix is about, think of it as a energetic structure is what it is, or some, you know, call it a web or a structure. And it's based on fear because when people are in fear, they can be easily controlled. So we go through the seven main, you know, major chakras, releasing those, and different, you know, releasing family, survival patterns, releasing fears of creativity and connection, because when that's the second chakra, when we've grown up seeing the world as a dangerous place or people as unkind or not helpful or even abusive, then moving into your second chakra and thriving in creativity and connection often will resist that, and then we just stay stuck. You know, we'll stay in that first chakra and just trying to survive. So we're releasing fears of creativity and connection. The third chakra, your solar plexus, and that's the seat of your personal power. It's called releasing the need to identify with patriarchal masculinity. And what I mean by that is there's empowering, just like there's, you know, a beautiful, expressive, feminine, creative feminine energies, there's also very empowering masculine energies that can definitely work together. But patriarchal, it's most people in the world, because there's really just a big change happening now, often know masculine energy as controlling, dominating, everything that fits in with the matrix. So it's releasing the need to identify with that in order to fit in order to, in quotes, appear normal. The fourth chakra, you know, the heart chakra. So it's all about releasing fears that are keeping us stuck in the matrix. So being loved and understood, chakra five, and the first caller, Degrani, this is kind of what we did a little bit, releasing fears is speaking your authentic truth. the sixth chakra, your brow chakra, which is your vision and intuition, releasing fears of connecting to your intuitive self. And often that might actually sound strange to some people, but when you really awaken your third eye and your intuition, ideas can come in, new concepts, new ways of understanding. And if we're not ready for that, or if we're not ready to get, you know, have ideas come in that can support us in taking action, because we're not ready to take action, we're actually going to block our, you know, our third eye or intuitive self. And then the seventh chakra, releasing crown chakra blockages. So releasing what's blocking you from connecting to the spiritual guides and field. So once we've done that, disconnecting from the matrix, then we go into more aligning with the new earth. So whatever supports you in aligning with higher frequencies, releasing trauma and feeling loved. And we actually did that a little bit with Joanne when we brought in like the messages, you know, down the spine and then calming the nervous system. And as the nervous system went out to the organs and such, this is about releasing frozen trauma in the nervous system. Chakra frequency upgrade. So just went through each of the chakras in this. It's a single audio. Went through each of the chakras specifically with intention to upgrade the frequency of that energy center. Creating with this one, a little bit what we did at the beginning. Again, you choose and focus on what you would like to feel, and the power of that, you actually are magnetizing your desires to you. Choosing the way of the new earth. Oh, this is choosing. This is powerful. Whatever you choose, when something happens, whatever you choose in that moment to feel, when you're conscious, you can choose. You choose differently. That's what you move forward from. That vibration, that emotion is what you move forward from. That's what this one is about. Creating vibrant health and energy. So again, what's blocking? This would be a good one, like Joanne, when you said you wake up in the morning sometimes with just no energy. This would support you in moving forward with more energy and health. Releasing inflammation. This was interesting because it just came to me as I was recording this program. I'd never done anything with just, I thought, well, let's see what comes up. And I had one client who listened to it and said, wow, it feels like my inflammation's gone down, like I'm more flexible and I feel lighter. So she said, it's definitely gone down, you know, some. I'm going to continue to listen to it. So self-love, of course, you know, that's self-explanatory. The most important relationship you ever have is with yourself. And like it says there, yeah, that's often the one we neglect the most. So this is really just taking time to appreciate yourself, acknowledge and honor you. Experiencing freedom. So this is about embodying that expansive, light, free beingness and feeling. The value in yourself in creating financial wealth. And this one is, in order to create financial wealth, whether it's a raise at a job, whether it's getting a job, whether it's starting a business, whether it's increasing client flow, you need to value yourself. If the more you value yourself, the more you recognize your worth, your value, and you believe you deserve it, the more others will resonate with that, they're aligned with that, and they will start to recognize your worth and value and what you're offering. And then that's because people will say all the time, how do I, you know, bring more money into my life? Start valuing yourself. Start recognizing your worth and believing you're deserving of it. So that's the first package. It's package A. And the next one, yeah, the individual remote freedom clearing. So all I need is your picture and, you know, a single issue. Or if a person wants to send two or three, they generally, whatever is sent to me, they will somehow work all together. And my guides will just pick one anyways. And so, you know, a sentence, a paragraph, something like that. You don't want to get into story. Just be clear on what you really want cleared and activated. And we'll go right into that. And just in, you know, a few minutes here when I've been working with people, you can see how deep we go. Because like I said, 95% of who we are is our unconscious conditioning. That we receive that from our parents or primary caregivers. And of course, they receive that from their parents or primary caregivers. So this is where, you know, ancestral clearing and healing comes in. And so we go right deep into that, right into your unconscious conditioning. And that you can listen to every time a person listens to this, and this is with any of the audios, there will be deeper clearing, releasing, and deeper healing. And that's, you know, the freedom clearing is specific to a person. So I've had people listen to the, you know, just various programs and that say it felt, sounded like you were doing it for me. But this, the remote freedom clearing is even more specific, and we get right to the core of your issue. It takes 20, 25 minutes, and it'll go deep. So those are the two offers there. Oh, and
yeah,
I was also going to,
thank you so much.
I was also going to mention that with the freedom clearing, if a person wants to purchase it for their child, I will do it for a child who's, say, about 15 years and under. Any older than that, I'd like to get a person's permission, because we are going right into, you know, an energy field, which is, you know, unique to each person. So, but if it's a child and they're still living at your home, then, yeah, I will definitely do a freedom clearing. I've done freedom clearings for as young as kids, you know, remote clearings. They're remote, and then I just send you the audio as young as, I think there were 3 or 4. And then on up to whatever age you want to get to.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much, Joy. Very grateful to you. And yeah, really love your work. And like from my own experience with your programs, and yeah, I experienced another program before, and really I'm fascinated by how my energy shifted after I listened to the clearings, and how it really shifted from, how to say, from not having trust, from disappointment, and not having clarity, to really shifting my energy in the way I create, like the things that I do in my day-to-day life, and having totally a different energy toward that, which really shifted everything, like the action I'm doing and how I behave. And also through the individual freedom that I had with you, it was always, how to say, like during those experiences, really we get to know ourselves, because you have the ability to know like the root cause of things, and really to detect the unconscious beliefs that sometimes we are not really aware of, and really it helped us to understand more ourselves and why things are happening in our lives. And then through the clearing and the healing that you do, it really helped us to move beyond that and to move forward in embracing who we are and embracing our power. So really grateful that you are offering that on the show today. So yeah, thank you so much, Joy. And everyone, yeah, I really recommend working with Joy. Really love her work, and yeah, feel honored that she's offering her services for us. So again, you can find them on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy, JOY. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page, which will be available soon. So yeah, thank you again, Joy. And can we take maybe one question or two? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got time. Absolutely.
Okay. Great. We have the Missy. She writes, my sadness is completely taking over my life. I feel so overwhelmed with my life. I'm not sure it's doable. I just want the chaos in my personal life to stop. I want peace and grace now. How can I change anything, please?
Her name is Missy, did you say?
No, Missy, M-I-S-S-Y.
Right, Missy, okay. So overwhelmed with sadness, feeling like, hey, Missy, so it's like literally taken over your life. And did you mention chaos there as well?
Yes, she has chaos.
Okay, so yeah, so you're looking at, so you're feeling overwhelmed with sadness. Yeah, you're looking for peace and grace. And, okay, so, Missy, all the ways you believe that peace and grace and calmness is like impossible. You've just, even though it's awesome that you included those words, because you're putting out to the universe is what I'm looking for, but there's really, you believe that's an impossibility. Like it's, I would love it, but it's just not going to happen. So all the ways you have convinced yourself, Missy, that it's just not going to happen, no matter how much you want to experience peace and flow and ease and grace, there's anger coming up. That's what, all the ways you have been overwhelmed with sadness and chaos as a way to avoid feeling angry, and you're really angry. Okay, there's a lot of anger coming up. So we're just going to witness and honor that anger. Just allow it. Okay, so there's more anger. So now the anger is coming up and it's coming out almost like an attack anger. It wants to attack me and my guides when I'm doing this work. And then it gets angry because it can't get through. Like when I'm in this 5D source space, the anger doesn't get through. It can't touch me. So, which makes the anger even more angry. And now, so it's out of you. So it's kind of in between us right now. And now it looks back at you, and because it can't enter my field. So it's looking back at you, but then it's not going back in, which is awesome. So it's just kind of stuck there. So it's interesting. So the anger's kind of stuck in your field. And then whenever you get caught up in chaos, the chaos is what brings the anger back within your physical beingness. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so now where's the sadness fit in? The sadness, okay, so we're going to go deeper into that sadness simply by acknowledging it. We bring it to the light and it releases immediately. Okay, so we're going to go into that. What is this sadness about? Okay, yeah, okay, interesting. It feels like you're getting lost in this sadness. And, okay, so all the ways the sadness is a safe place for you to retreat to when you need to get away from the chaos and the anger at the, you know, everything that's happening and the injustice, and you just get angry at the world and everybody in it, and whether people close to you or whoever it is, then when you get tired of that, you retreat into the sadness and you just get lost literally in the sadness. So all the ways you see this sadness as a safe place to get lost in, because that's what you're doing. You're just cycling. So you're cycling between getting lost in the sadness because you see it's a safe place. So you grew up with a lot of sadness. That was kind of like your safe place to retreat to. And then there's, you know, with things that are going on in your life, and, you know, it's just mirroring what's going on in the world. And then you get caught up in the chaos, and then you get angry, kind of, you know, ticked off about that and everything that's going on. But after a while, that just exhausts you. It gets to be too much. So then, okay, stop right there. Just right there. Let's just stop, because you were just about to go into the sadness. But when I said stop, so now it's like it's all, of course, happening in the energetic world. So you turned and faced me. And what you said to me is, how dare you stop me from going into this sadness? How dare you? That is my safe place. I have always gone into my, but you're just literally beside yourself, because somebody came in and said to stop. And you've been doing this cycle your whole life. It's a loop. Okay. And so, okay. So, yes, we see you. Yeah, we see you right there. And we see how you're trying to intimidate me and, you know, a little bit of bully come out here. Yeah, we see you. No, so now you're getting angry because you're saying, are you not afraid? Now you're getting confused. There you go. Oh, good. Just take a deep breath in. So with your permission, good, you just took your power back. See that loop? You would just keep looping, and it was just weakening you and robbing you of your power, and you were just on this treadmill. When we stopped the loop and we saw you, you know, turned to face me directly, and we saw you, and we said, we see you. and, you know, connected with you, you stopped the loop and we took the power, you took your power back. That's awesome. Okay. So Archangel Michael, with your permission, Misty, Archangel Michael, come in and cut these cords that have been keeping Missy stuck in this loop of finding solace and safety in her sadness, but then getting overwhelmed with that, just feeling stuck in that. And then in order to get out of it, moving into chaos and then angry at everything that's going on in her world and in the world. Just cut the loops that have kept her bound up here. There you go. Okay. So Michael's going to leave some helper angels, and that's how they're presented to me, or helper angels, to anytime you have a tendency to want to go back into this loop, you can just call on, you can call on Michael, or you can just say, you know, helper angels, cut the loop. There you go. Good. Ah, okay. So your real fear here, Missy, is freedom. People are often really afraid of freedom because with freedom, but you can go out and experience life in a bigger way. Money starts to flow. You start to experience life in a bigger way. And if you believe the world is a scary, unsafe place to exist in, you're going to keep your world small because you believe that's the only way to stay safe. What you're really, when you let go of this loop and you touch the feeling of freedom and what freedom can offer you, that's where the fear comes in. And then that's where you, and now this, okay, there you go. We're just going to go into the fear and honor the anxiety. There you go. Okay. So remember, as you move forward, because this is just, you know, a brief little clearing here. So as you move forward, if fear and anxiety does come up, I'm not saying it will, but if it does come up, it's because it's like you're touching, you're expanding, and you're touching freedom. Because you've never really experienced freedom. And it involves, you know, taking, going out to the world in a bigger way, whatever that is. And there's a fear of that. Then fear and anxiety comes up. So just be aware of that. Honor it. All you have to do is be aware of it. Acknowledge it. Honor it. Just sit with it. Just complete acceptance. Okay, this is what's going on. Just accept it. And then just let it go. And then, it'll come up again, but it will be less. The intensity will be less. And eventually, as you do that, you will move more and more into freedom. You'll move more and more into flow, into all the old ways of being, paradigms, lower vibrations will be released from your life. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay, there you go. Are you there, Monsef?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you, if you have time, did you want to take a, did you want to take a call, or do we have time, or are we about out of time here?
Yeah, we can take a caller.
Sure, why don't we take a caller?
Yeah, first, thank you so much, Missy, for your question. And yeah, we'd love to hear back from you if you can type your feedback on the question box. And yeah, so we have Destiny from Michigan. Hello.
Hello.
Phone number.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Destiny,
awesome.
Right?
Wow. No, this has been so great, Joy. This has, like, released so much in me, too. I felt like my whole body released there a couple of times. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
I think I am the one that you're mentioning. You're mentioning that there's a lot of resistance. And I noticed that every time I'm dealing with a lot of shadow right now. And every time that I actually feel freedom, or I feel like loved and supported, and I feel safe, loved, and supported, it's like my shadow aspects jump in there and start attacking me.
And how does it attack you?
It's like I start feeling those sensations of like the anger, of like fear and anxiety. Yesterday it was like fear and anxiety. I came in, I had a beautiful day. I went to the beach. I came in my house and all of a sudden I just felt this really weird shaking. Like it was like there was so much anxiety and fear within my body that I could not control. I was shaking. My whole body was shaking and there was no reason whatsoever for me to be fearful because I had just got home. So I'm like, what is this? I feel like there's some sense of like a projection of fear upon me. I don't know if I was picking up the collective fear or what I was picking up, but literally it was so intense that my whole body was trembling. But I had no reason to be fearful because I was here and I was safe.
How long have you lived there?
I've been here at least 20 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've got to do a room or space clearing, like where your environment, it's, see, you've lived there so long, what you did, it was 20 years, you've gone through a lot of change. You've gone through a lot
yeah.
of release. You've gone
it's
through fun. 20 years ago, you know, beliefs, emotions, vibrationally, conscious level, you're a completely different person. And as you release, that can get stuck in your environment. So that's one I would definitely, and that can be done, you know, I don't know if you can have somebody in the area come in and do that. It can also be done remotely. And you can also do it yourself by, you can even find, you know, look on online, Google or whatever.
I do frankincense resins and I do the salt water. So like literally I'll go through the house and say, you know, with the salt water and then I'll go through with frankincense resins. And I do that like every couple of days. But I think you're right. There's definitely some deep clearing or something that needs to be done in my house because over the last 3 years I've had such a major transition in my life. It's like I'm a totally different person. And yet I'm still feeling this same strange.
Yeah, that's what, see, when we do it ourselves, we still have those emotional attachments. So you can do it yourself to a degree, but then I would also get somebody else to either come in or do it remotely as well. Because it's like our story. Our story can be, it's just like driving a vehicle that has blind spots. We can have blind spots. You can still, you can do all this releasing work, but if it's still in your field, you can still be energetically attached to it. So, yeah, we bring in somebody outside as well as doing your own, you know, own clearing that you've been doing. And so the other thing is you used a key word there, and that is attack. So like you said, I feel like I'm being – I go in and do some clearing here?
Please. Please do.
Ooh. So – oh, okay. All the ways you feel, like you don't feel worthy of feeling happy and joyful. You can have moments, but then to be in a continued place, there's a couple things going on. You don't feel worthy of that. So there's that. So we're just going to honor that and acknowledge it. There you go. There's your, like a weight came off your heart chakra.
Yeah.
Other thing, and this came in as soon as you started talking, actually, is have a conversation with, say, the anxiety. If it's anxiety, if it's fear, if you're standing there and you just start shaking, sit down and start just talk as if energy, emotions, anxiety, fear, anger, grief, whatever it is, guilt, the shame, they all have they've got a consciousness. Everything is a consciousness. So just talk to it. Money, you can talk to money. Just literally as if, see it in front of you. If it's anxiety, if you're shaking with fear, sit down so you can, you know, be balanced and ground yourself. Just sit down and as if that fear and anxiety, just put it in front of you as if it's got form, because it does have form. And just start talking to it. It's a part of you that wants to be acknowledged. And if it's, you know, if it's just acknowledge it, honor it, witness it, you know, bless it, just bless it, and then let it go. That was the very first thing that came in when you started talking was this is a part, something, even though it feels like, see, when you're, there's something there that is not ready to be released yet because you haven't acknowledged it. maybe you released it, anxiety, fear, whatever it is, guilt, shame, because you have done enough work on yourself, but it hasn't been released from your field and your environment yet because you haven't, it's like you haven't acknowledged it and blessed it and honored it. And so it's like it's still clinging on to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Even just saying that, whatever that was, could you feel that release, sir?
I did, yes.
Where did you feel it?
I felt like off my back, off the top of my back and shoulders, like a burden.
Okay. And where I felt it in you was your sacral chakra, which is connection. Connection, relationships, creativity, sexuality. And I can feel you released. It's like there's light, your whole sacral chakra, your whole abdomen, it's like there's light shining from it now. And interesting, and that's been, you just released a fear of connection there. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So, yeah, I would get room clearing. And the next time, let's say you go out and you have a really great day, and often people will when they're outside because they're in a different energetic environment. And
yeah,
you come into that energetic environment. If you start feeling it right away, you walk in and right away you feel anxiety, just sit down and say, okay, anxiety, let's have a little chat here and just talk with it. And, you know, imagine it's talking back to you. And, you know, even if you feel like, well, I don't know what anxiety is going to say, just imagine it. And, or just start talking to it, you know, like, and for friend, or, you know, people talk to dogs and cats all the time. If you want, pretend it's a dog or cat and chat away to your, you know, whatever works for you. This is a part of you that is asking to be acknowledged, blessed, shown compassion, and then it will release.
Thank you so much for that. I will do that. I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Destiny. And much love. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Joy, for the guidance. And the energy brought. So, yeah. And also, thank you for the time you spent with us. Thank you for the group clearings and all the clearings that you did throughout the call, which was really powerful, and I'm very grateful for that. And thank you also for the program that you are offering to our audience. So, yeah, grateful to
awesome join. It's awesome being on your show again, Monsef, and thank you for having me again. I always like, you know, you've got such good listeners and great questions. So it's always, I always like being on your show. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. And before we complete, we have a feedback from Missy. So thank you, Monsef and Joy. My gosh, I feel so much gratitude. I could see and feel this very clearly and can relate as I never have had freedom in my life. I will call for help when needed, as this is also difficult to reach out. Bless you both. I feel calmer already.
Awesome. Thank you, Missy, for that feedback.
Thank you, Missy. Yeah, beautiful. And so also thank you, everyone, for being here, for co-creating with us this really beautiful experiences. And really grateful to each and every one of you. And also thank you for those who ask their questions. And highly recommend working with Joy, and you can find her program on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy, JOY. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And with that, everyone, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.